一位神秘的亿万富豪在广场中央摆下了一个擂台。
A mysterious billionaire set up a ring in the center of the square.
手里拿着一枚普通的硬币。
Holding a common coin in hand.
邀请过路的人玩。
Invite passersby to play.
一个赌局，规则简单且诱人。
The rules of the game are simple and appealing.
你拿出所有的积蓄，假设是100万。
You take out all your savings, assuming it's a million.
如果掷出正面，富豪。
If you roll a six-sided die, the probability of rolling a six is 1/6.
直接给你本金的50%。
I'll give you 50% of the principal directly.
你的钱瞬间变成150万。
Your money instantly turned into $1.5 million.
如果掷出反面。
If it lands on the reverse side.
你只需扣除40%。
You just need to deduct 40%.
剩下60万，人群中立刻炸开了锅。
The remaining 60 people immediately stirred up.
稍微懂一点概率的人就会知道。
Even someone with a basic understanding of probability will know that.
只要玩的次数足够多。
As long as you play enough times.
那么结果就是一半是硬币正面。
So the result is half our heads.
一半是硬币反面。
Half are the reverse side of a coin.
也就是一半的概率。
It's a 50% chance.
赚50%。
Earn 50%.
一半的概率亏40%。
There is a 50% chance of losing 40%.
这简直就是一台合法的印钞机啊。
This is like a legitimate printing press.
这是一位西装革履。
This is a well-dressed man.
看透了数学规律的年轻交易员站了出来。
A young trader who had mastered the mathematical patterns stood up.
他满怀信心地拿出了自己毕生积蓄的100万。
He confidently took out $1 million, which was his life savings.
对富豪说
Tell the rich.
他要连续玩100次。
He wants to play 1 million in a row.
围观的人投来羡慕的目光。
The people at the time looked on with envy.
因为按照概率
Because according to probability,
他最终一定会发一笔横财。
He will definitely strike it rich eventually.
硬币在空中不断翻转，过程。
The coins are constantly flipping in the air.
没有一丝作弊。
Without any cheating.
100次。
100 times.
抛完后，结果确实堪称完美。
After the game, the result was indeed perfect.
美且公平。
And fair.
刚好50次正面，50次反面，交易员满心欢喜地等待着自己成为富豪。
Just 50 times, a positive and 50 times negative transaction. The traders are eagerly waiting their moment of becoming rich.
但当他看到账户余额时
But when he saw the account balance,
整个人面如死灰，瘫坐在了地上。
The whole person lay on the ground, his face ashen.
他的100万本金并没有变成天文数字。
His $1 million didn't turn into a huge fortune.
而是变成了可怜的5153块。
Instead, it became a pitiful 5,153 yuan.
他破产了。
He is bankrupt.
他疯了一样大喊。
He screamed wildly.
这不可能，自己明明玩了一个赢钱幅度比亏钱幅度大得多的游戏啊。
This is impossible. I clearly played a game where the winning margin was much larger than the losing margin.
富豪告诉他
A wealthy man told him.
在真实的世界里
In the real world.
钱是不能用加法算的。
Money cannot be calculated using addition.
只能用乘法。
Only use multiplication.
当你第一把赢了100万
When you first win $1 million.
变成150万
Turn into 1 million.
但第二把输的时候
But when the second one lost.
你是用150万的庞大基数。
You use a massive base of 15 million.
亏损40%。
40% loss.
瞬间就跌回了90万。
Plunged back to 900,000 in an instant.
也就是说
That is to say,
只要你满仓在玩
As long as you are fully invested,
不管顺序是先赢还是先输
Whether it's a win or loss first,
每经历一次一赢一输的完整回合
After each complete round of one win and one loss,
你的总资产
Your total assets
就会无条件绝对的蒸发10%
Will unconditionally and absolutely evaporate 10%
100万乘以0.9的50次方
1 million multiplied by 0.9 to the power of 50
刚好就是5153元。
Exactly 5,153 yuan.
这就是金融世界里最无情的物理定律。
This is the most ruthless physical law in the financial world.
波动损耗，这个残酷的真相。
The harsh reality of fluctuation loss.
揭示了人类在交易中最致命的错觉。
Revealed the most deadly illusion in human trading.
我们的大脑天生是用空间来思考概率的。
Our brains are naturally designed to think about probability using space.
我们觉得胜率高。
We think the odds are in our favor.
期望值是正的。
The expected value is positive.
就能赚钱。
Can make money.
但我们的账户和生命却是活在时间里的。
But our accounts and lives are lived in time.
在时间的连续性面前
In the face of continuity of time,
乘法会毫不留情地摧毁
Multiplication ruthlessly destroys
加法的平均值
The average of addition.
只要你满仓
As long as you are fully invested,
你的死亡倒计时就只有0秒。
Your countdown to death has reached zero.
无论你之前赢了多少次
No matter how many times you've won before,
一次不可避免的回撤
An unavoidable retreat,
就会让你万劫不复。
This will make you regret it for the rest of your life.
既然满仓是找死
Since going all in is a death sentence,
那下注多少才是安全的呢
How much should I bet?
100%仓位一定是不行的。
Holding 100% of a stock is definitely not feasible.
但当你把每次下注的仓位缓缓降到50%时
But when you gradually reduce your position size for each bet to 50%,
你会看到原本直插地狱的资金曲线突然变成了一条震荡。
You will see that the previously straight regional spanning funding curve has suddenly become a fluctuating one.
但整体持平的水平线。
But the overall level of stability.
因为投入一半资金的话。
Because if you invest half the money.
赢了。
When?
总资产变成 1.25 倍。
Total assets increased by 1.25 times.
输了，总资产变成 0.8 倍。
The total assets decreased to 80% of their original value.
1.25 乘以 0.8
1.25 multiplied by 0.8
刚好等于1，在数学上
Exactly equal to 1 in mathematics.
50% 的仓位就是这个游戏的绝对生死临界点。
50% of the space is the absolute critical point of the game.
只要你的仓位超过 50%,
As long as your position exceeds 50%,
你越努力死得越快。
The harder you work, the faster you die.
而刚好卡在 50% 时,
And just when it reached 50%,
你每天承受着账户大起大落的心脏狂跳。
You are constantly experiencing the heart-pounding anxiety of your account fluctuating wildly.
最终时间却会把你的收益完全抹平。
The final time will completely wipe out your profits.
等于白玩。
It's a waste of time.
那么到底下注多少财富才能真正增长呢？
So, how much capital is needed to truly grow your wealth?
1956年
1956
贝尔实验室的科学家约翰·凯利在一篇论文中给出了答案。
The scientists at Bell Labs, including John Kelly, have provided an answer.
也就是后来大名鼎鼎的凯利公式。
This is later known as the famous Kelly criterion.
在这个赌局中能够实现最优复利增长的仓位。
The optimal position to achieve the best compounding growth in this bet.
既不是激进的满仓。
Not aggressive full position.
也不是保守的百分之一。
Not a conservative percentage.
而是极其精确的25%。
But it is extremely precise, only 25%.
当你每次只下注25%时
When you only bet 25%,
赢了赚总资产的12.5%。
Gain 12.5% of the total assets.
输了亏10% ,1.125 乘以0.9等于1.0125。
Lost 11.125 multiplied by 0.9 equals 1.0125.
这意味着每两把你的总资产就能稳定复利增长1.25%。
This means that your total assets can grow by 1.25% every 2 years with a stable compounding effect.
这是全宇宙最快的财富增长路径。
This is the fastest path to wealth in the universe.
每天都有无数聪明人走进金融市场。
Every day, countless smart people enter the financial market.
他们痴迷于研究技术指标。
They are obsessed with studying technical indicators.
疯狂地追求。
Obsessive pursuit.
高胜率。
High success rate.
以为只要自己计算得足够准。
Assuming that as long as I can calculate accurately,
就能战胜市场。
To win in the market.
但广场上的这个抛硬币故事告诉我们
But the story of flipping a coin in the square tells us that
交易系统仅仅决定了你在市场里的盈亏比与胜率
The trading system only determines your profit slash loss ratio, which is the win rate in the market.
而仓位管理才是决定你能不能在市场里活着的唯一关键。
And position management is the only key to whether you can survive in the market.
如果你连活着都做不到
If you can't even live,
那高胜率不过是让你死得更快的致命幻觉。
But high success rate is just a deadly illusion that will make you die faster.
仓位管理根本不是什么退而求其次的防守工具。
Position management is not just a defensive tool for second best options.
它是金融市场的绝对一号法则。
It is the absolute rule of financial markets.
只有放下傲慢。
Only by letting go of arrogance.
学会敬畏。
Learn to be respectful.
把仓位控制在临界点的安全侧。
Keep the position within a safe margin.
你才有资格去谈论真正的未来。
You are the only one who deserves to talk about the real future.
感谢收听知识消化。
Thank you for listening to Knowledgeable Talk.
下期见。
See you next time.